Our sustaining member question of the week is not a positive reference.
Hi, Awesome Etiquette team. I'm a longtime listener, although this is only my second time writing in. Thank you, as always, for your continued advice and guidelines on how to live a more considerate life. I have a conundrum I hope you can help with. I recently received a message from Facebook from a former coworker from a past job. In the message, they asked me to write a reference for their LinkedIn profile. While normally I would be happy to do this, this is the person who I felt was problematic to work with. They had problematic relationships with people outside of our department. Their work was frequently late or incomplete, causing other people on the project a lot of stress and long hours to catch up. In addition, their office behavior was frequently inappropriate in regards to viewing and sharing images on social media while at work in a shared office space. I found out a couple of months after I moved onto another opportunity that they had been let go from that job due to these and other unprofessional behaviors. I do not feel confident or comfortable being a reference for them. Is there a polite way to say that? Is it impolite to ignore the Facebook message? I don't frequently use Messenger, but once you open the message, it does show it is read and delivered, so this person knows that I at least received a message. We do not currently have any other interaction other than Facebook, and they're not someone whose feed I follow or engage with. Thoughts or suggestions would be very welcome. Thank you, Reluctant Reference. Reluctant Reference, this is an example I use in business etiquette training to illustrate the types of difficulties that people encounter when social media and work life cross. And it's one of those problems that existed before social media but has taken on sort of a new immediacy and just comes up in different kinds of ways now that social media, particularly LinkedIn, is part of so many people's professional lives. And that's the question of someone asking you to write them a reference you don't feel comfortable writing a reference for. This is not a new problem. This is a traditional business etiquette problem. And the fundamentals here, the important etiquette point that has existed since our grandmother was writing about business etiquette is that you don't write a reference for someone you're not comfortable writing a reference for, that your word is fundamentally important. It's important in your professional life, and you don't want to be disingenuous in terms of how you represent yourself or your experience with someone, and it's not helpful to them, and it's not helpful to the person who's reading that recommendation. So it's not good for any of the three parties involved, although it can feel like the easier thing to do, the easy route out to write a reference, to write a very neutral reference, is an approach that people sometimes take today. Sometimes people are worried about writing a bad reference and that will reflect badly on them or...
I know. I want to say, like, refrain from the idea of like, oh, well, I could just write the real reference that I would give, which is don't hire this person. And I like the fact that our listener is not saying, is this a possibility? Because they, you know, it's not like you're trying to seek some kind of revenge or something. And that's good.
Absolutely.
Declining is better than putting up something bad or giving a bad reference.
And there's this sort of strange, I don't want to call it courtesy, but coded language to the ways that people write references where a neutral reference is oftentimes read as actually a bad review.
It's like real estate. Cozy means small.
Exactly. You know? I think about the way obituaries used to be written to tell you a lot about somebody's life if you knew how to read them.
Yes.
And
there
is a certain type of language that comes up in the world of people writing references for each other that's similar. And I don't think that's the best practice because it's hard to know exactly how someone else is reading or interpreting that. It's not a universal language or a universally understood code. I think the simplest thing to do is say you're not comfortable writing a reference or you don't have time to engage it, whatever is the true or honest approach. I think that you might even get away with ignoring the request, depending on the degree of interaction, how closely you knew the person, how closely you interact.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that you don't have to respond to every person that reaches out to you, it might be that this is a soft enough touch, a light enough touch, that the easiest thing to do is not get into it with this person.
The only thing that Reluctant Reference has stated, contrary to wanting to do that, is that it's on Messenger, and Messenger, when you go to open a message, if you even just open it, you don't even have to actually read the words on the screen, but as soon as you click on it, it is showing up as read and delivered. And I think that is where Reluctant Reference is feeling uncomfortable, is in that this person knows I read this or knows I at least clicked on it and saw it, and or they're assuming that I read it. The word that I went to when I tried for some really concise sample language was, I kind of took our route of when you want to decline an invitation to something, but you don't want to tell a white lie about why. And you also don't want to be insulting about the real reason why, and that you just simply say no. And so the sample language I came up with wasn't anything about personal attachment to the person, but it was just, I'm so sorry, I'm not able to take this on. Yes, you can actually write something, but you're not able to take this on. And it can be for whatever reason. You don't include at this time because that suggests in the future. And the word comfortable would suggest that then there's something uncomfortable about it. And so it's, I think it's just, I'm not able to do this.
I really like your no. It's a simple no. It's a clear no. It's honest. I really like, it's so easy to want to deflect or find that more comfortable white lie here. Yeah. And ultimately, what you've just said makes me feel really comfortable because it's direct and it's true.
Yeah.
And you haven't avoided the person. You've responded. You've honored that little impulse, that little voice in your own mind that says, wait a minute, this person reached out to me. They know that they've touched me. They know that they've reached me.
Yep.
And
I've responded.
This warrants a reply of some kind.
You're not ghosting them.
You're paying them some respect.
Exactly.
Even if you can't, give them a reference.
Give them a reference, exactly. Oh, reluctant reference. We truly hope that this helps. This is a tough conundrum, and sometimes simplicity wins out in the end. Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it.
ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you.
ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire.
In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match.
The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them.
Right now, Awesome Etiquette listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free.
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/awesome. That's ZipRecruiter.com/awesome.
One more time, just in case you missed it, that's ZipRecruiter.com/awesome.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.